The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus came down with the 12 apostles and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak only to the greater glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So there are some lessons in life that seem only to be learned by those who have the hardest lives among us. And one of those people who changed the course of world history, who probably had no business doing so, was an old slave in the Greek world by the name of Epictetus, who, while living, born into slavery, lived as a slave his whole life, right around the time of Christ, 50 to about 130, and then died in exile from Rome on an island, taught his one student in beginnings of what became Stoic philosophy, a fairly simple observation about life, that there is very little in this world that we actually control. We may trick ourselves into thinking that we control a lot of things, our health, how much money we have, how comfortable our life is, but in reality, very little of it is actually within our grasp. We may have influence over it. I mean, you are less likely to die sitting here than you are driving without a seatbelt at 100 miles an hour out front. But nonetheless, that doesn't mean something isn't going to happen to you. While we look for finding these moments where we can control the entire world around us, in reality, very, very little of this world is something that we actually have full grasp of. And it is when we try to put our faith in our ability to control things that all human suffering comes. When we start to convince ourselves that we can make everything okay in life, that we can keep the problems away and actually have everything neatly arranged within our control, when the world inevitably frustrates that notion, then we are driven to despair. And that is the warning that has gone through the centuries among people with difficult lives. We see it not only in Epictetus, but also in the great Roman emperor Marcus Aurelius, whose statue we will see when we do go to Rome in the Forum, and then even up to the present day with the vice presidential candidate and aviator James Stockdale, who after punching out of his Corsair being shot down over North Vietnam, famously said to himself, "I'm leaving the world of technology and entering the world of Epictetus," where he would spend 7 years in the Hanoi Hilton, 4 of them in solitary confinement, reflecting on what it means to not control much in your life. But when we begin to think that we can indeed run our own lives, we start to run into problems. And that is what the prophet Jeremiah says in today's Old Testament reading. "Woe to those who put their faith in the power of man. Woe to those who put their faith in the flesh of this world, in the comforts that we find in life. Because, as we will all recognize at some point, they will fall away." I don't think any of us have a life where we are always feeling happy, where everything is always joyful, where we are always comfortable. And if we put our faith in being, we put our ability to be okay in those senses of being comfortable, then we will find ourselves many times in great despair as the world goes to chaos around us. And we get that curious bit of good news, as he puts it, from Jesus in today's gospel reading as he preaches on the plain in Luke's gospel, that blessed are you who are poor, blessed are you who have nothing, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. The Greek literally means happy. Happy should you be that you have nothing. Happy should you be that you have no food. Happy should you be that you have lost everything. And woe to those who are so comfortable with the world's things. Now, it's not to say that Jesus is some type of masochist that implores you to go and have the worst possible life you can have and be happy about it. But rather, Jesus is saying that there is a blessing in knowing that even if you are poor, even if your money goes away from you, that job you count on so much just vanishes for no fault of your own, that life can be okay. You can rely on something else. You can rely on God, not just that source of income. Blessed are you when you experience loss because you realize the truth that you can't hold on to anything truly in this life. You can try to grasp things, but the world and decay will take them away. But blessed are you who know that, enjoy the things you have while you have them, and are able to let them go back to God afterwards instead of constantly lamenting the fact that you weren't able to keep it from going away. Blessed are you who have experienced the difficulty of hunger and come through it because you know that just having more food isn't going to solve all of your problems. Blessed are the poor because they know that just having more money isn't the answer to a perfect life. Trust me, I've ministered among the richest people in the world and the poorest people in the world, and they both have messed up and difficult lives. And money has, while it makes certain problems easier, makes certain problems much, much worse. We can always convince ourselves that there, if we just have this one thing, we can control our world and make it okay. But I promise you that it will just make you want for something else that you can't control. But it is when we accept that the only thing we can grasp onto in life is God, that that is the only thing that will not fall away from our grasp, that as we let go of everything else, we may have more space to hold on to God, that we may find that peace which Christ promises us. As a spiritual director told me, the true gospel is not one that says, if you believe rightly, if you do rightly, everything will be good for you. As many of us have found, that's just not the way life goes in this world. Rather, the true gospel of Christ says all of those things you are afraid of, they probably will happen to you, but they were nothing to be afraid of in the first place. And so as we go out into what is a difficult, frequently changing, unpredictable world, may we remember that we are blessed to not have to be in control of it, to not have to be as God would be, for we are deeply unequipped to do so, even though we may convince ourselves sometimes that we would do a fine job running the universe if we were just allowed the power. But may we rejoice in the fact that we do not have to be sovereign over our lives, that we may relax into the fact that we don't control much in this world except our reaction to what happens to us and where we place our faith. But may we go out trusting in the fact that if we let go of those things and give them over to Christ, then all those things we were afraid of were nothing to be afraid of in the first place. Amen.